Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Eco Community Seeds Magazine Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Diana Gomez, and a fellow contributor to Eco Community Seeds Magazine. You can pick up your copy of our fall edition in local businesses around Chico, or you can also check us out at communityseeds.org for great food and drink recipes and some amazing ideas on how to maintain an eco-friendly lifestyle. So today we have our wonderful editor-in-chief of Eco Community Seeds Magazine, Lori Riley, who is also an entrepreneur, publisher, a web designer, photographer, and wife. Today, Lori will share with us a little of an insight look of some of the inspirations to bring Eco Community Seeds Magazine alive. Hi, Lori. I'm good. How are you this wonderful morning? Yeah, we need the rain, definitely, especially during this drought. But yeah, so we thank you so much for being with us today and, you know, sharing with us some of your insights about Eco Community Seeds Magazine. We're really excited to have you here today.
Great. Well, I'm excited to be here.
Yay! Okay, so let's get started. Can you tell, you know, our listeners about a little bit about what inspires you to start an eco-friendly lifestyle?
Well, not long after that, I was just doing one. Anyway, I believe the reason why I had cancer was, you know, so rampant. She had a lot of issues with it, which had the double my sex. And it's probably because of the pesticides, hormones, and the antibiotics. And also, with eating with the Lyme disease, obviously, that didn't cause the Lyme disease, but just to make sure that I can keep a healthy lifestyle and I can keep them, you know, really high.
I agree definitely about, you know, how some of these food products, you know, are causing some of the cancerous disease out there. You know, we don't know what's going in our food sometimes, and so being aware of that is really important. That's a great perspective. Also, are there any individuals who you look to for inspiration?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them. She's working on the girl.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a woman who defied the odds by, you know, sitting in the front of the bus. And, you know, it's forever for that. It's changed on how we treat people. And so, collected a lot of good. And then Cher, of course, I think it was not Cher, but just because of how she is with the LGBT community. You know, she's does what she thinks is right, whether anybody else thinks it's right or not. And, you know what I mean? She just does it the best, and I love that about her. And I love what she stands for. And, you know, all of these people are really different, but they all have one thing in common and that's inner strength. Believing what they think is the right to do, rather than not, but maybe the right time to do it. And they all create a change, and I think that's really good.
Agreed. These are very wonderful, you know, individuals in each in their own way, so that's really great to hear. In what ways does Community Seeds educate and promote living sustainability?
Well, you know, it goes so much in other ways just because sustainability is such a broad topic.
Right.
So, I mean, you can pretty much be anything that you do, you know, I mean, how you deal with the trash, how you put
Agreed. And I know also, you know, we discussed earlier something about, you know, even sustaining relationships, and I thought that was an interesting new idea that the magazine was bringing, so that's really great to hear, too. Are there any simple changes or tips that you can share or suggest to someone who is trying to start living a more eco-friendly lifestyle?
Yeah, just start small. You know, I mean, even if you just go to the farmer's market, and I'm sure you're really thoughtful, but they probably are
Agreed. Yeah, the farmers market is really great, especially, you know, the certified organic farmers and whatnot. So helping our local farmers market is really important. Do you feel that it is more expensive to run a more sustainable business, and how do you overcome that?
Usually, financially, then it's no longer sustainable to your business. So there, again, you can look at sustainability in that way, and you just need to find a better option. It's going to be better, and that's usually the right way to do it.
Gotcha. And can you tell us about some of the ways you reduce costs while maintaining sustainability?
Well, you know, the fact that we publish online, too.
Right.
You know,
So, you know, some of the benefits of just even having a magazine is that, you know, you have that hard copy that you can pull out as a cookbook and, you know, use some of those recipes and have those, you know, recipes on handy rather than, you know, digging through the internet and researching all these, and you can just, you know, and just have it right there next to you. So that's definitely, you know, one of the ways that you're actually sustaining the magazine, having it there for a lifetime. But, yeah, so we understand that the magazine actually has been on hold for a few months. Can you tell us more about that?
It's been on hold for a number of reasons. I had to move all of my businesses, and my husband and I, we also personally moved to this little sister with you. And
exciting.
My father had passed away as well. So,
sorry to hear that.
A lot going on. And so I was pretty caught up with everything, and we reworked the website to make it more user-friendly. And also I reworked the magazine, so it's, I think that it's going to flow a lot nicer and make a lot more sense to a lot of people to be more user-friendly as well. And and the nice thing too is we have this property where we can use it for our exhibition.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. You know, that's a really hard thing, a transition to go through. And then I know you just said, you know, the magazine is online, which is, you know, a wonderful opportunity for all our listeners to, you know, check out, which is ecocommunities.org. And you can actually, you know, look up some recipes. There's also ideas of how to live a sustainable life. And also, you know, you can get involved in some of our social media networks. You can share, like, some of our posts or even contribute yourself to some ideas. And, but yeah, do you enjoy your new location?
So it's been exciting, and I think it's going to end up being really good. You know, it's just still kind of in its process of growing now that we're here.
Right.
But, yeah, it's been great. I'm really happy with it. I'm really happy with the website that's been changed since we've been here, too, because now we have a blog, which is the .org, that is really interactive, and then we also have a website, which is communityseeds.com. And not only that, you know, we have two-go connections. I just redid that from the kind of thing. And that's basically a free website. It's posted back to jail for the community. And it's also linked to ecocommunities.com.
That's so great. And then also I know you could also check out Lavendrology and TicoConnections.com. And, you know, find out, you know, the great benefits of Lavendrology. You could also purchase some of, you know, the Lavendrology line. Or you could even come to Elements by Butte here at the farm and, you know, buy some of the wonderful things. You know, I know I've tried to sample some of the stuff myself, and it smells amazing. And, yeah, so what has been one of the biggest obstacles with moving?
You know, everything. The house that we lived in, we were there for 11 years. And the other thing is, too, Max, lavender allergy, moving that was actually trying to get because those businesses all have a lot of entities to them, and it's a lot of kind of moving products. And so, you know, trying to get all there and put everything back together. Also, like I said, my husband's dad was.
Right.
So I basically had to do a lot of myself because he was with his family, and it kind of happened right at the time of the week at the time. So, but, you know, everything's together now, and it feels really good.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. And I know, you know, you are so amazing in the fact that you, you know, an entrepreneur, really. You have the Elements by Butte, the Lavenderology line, and you just said that you're also doing the Chico Connections for the community where, you know, our community can go and get involved in some of our local events. Does that ever get stressful, you know, with the Community Seed Magazine and just having the Elements Salon all at the same time?
But I really enjoyed doing it. And, I mean, really, that's one of the reasons why I take a business because really, it isn't like work. It's fun, and I enjoy it. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be doing it for a very good time.
Good, good. That's awesome. That's great to hear. We're excited that's going to be here for a while then. Does your salon follow sustainable living as well? Yum. Yeah, that's exciting. Oh.
Actually edible at how clean they are. So, you know, the nice thing about them is not only are they clean where you can probably eat some of the products, but at night you can eat some of them. The, you're after. So you, whatever you go do there, you're going to result a lot of times for people here. You don't necessarily get both of those things. So I'm really proud to carry products that, do both of those things, and you know, people can leave and feel like not only did they maybe have a nice service, but they actually are seeing progress and the results that they're looking for with the skin. But yeah, it's just really important to me. You know, I mean, again, what you put in your body and what you put on your body,
right,
has a lot to do, I think, with health.
Definitely, talk about an interactive experience. You're getting all your senses. In there. but yeah, so what are some of the upcoming goals for Community Seeds?
Well, I just, you know, I really want to start including the farm in the magazine goal issue.
Sounds like a cool idea.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the winter issue is going to even show it a little bit more. I just really like with Martha Stewart's Living and how they've kind of designed that whole magazine, and I kind of want to follow that footprint for us, but on a, obviously a much smaller scale, and not to, I don't know, be like my sister, but just I like what she does, and I, you know, I would, I'd like to kind of follow that route, and there isn't really anybody doing that town right now, because this community would probably like to.
Definitely, definitely. Martha Stewart is a good inspiration for sure. Do you have any plans to expand or maybe provide some issues in different locations other than Chico?
Yeah, I would like to, but, you know, I mean, right now, even trying to get the magazine has been kind of a big undertaking. So right now, that's kind of where my focus is.
Oh, good, good. And just so our listeners know, fall edition is coming soon, so make sure you're looking out for that in your local businesses and around Chico community. But, yeah, so we understand that the people have the ability to read the community seats online. But can you tell us about the positive aspects of having the magazine available online, and are there any downsides?
Well, the magazine has been out since 2008, so it's not a new publication by any means. It always was an online publication.
Interesting,
but
yeah.
The downside was more, why should we publish it? That was a tangible issue. And what we decided was there was a lot of the people in Chico that, you know, they weren't reading it because they didn't realize that it existed because there wasn't a tangible issue. So, you know, I mean, we were trying to stress on having no carbon footprint, and that's one of the reasons why it was always offering. But we decided that, you know, having the magazine printed was probably better for, you know, the greater good of the town, because we're able to reach more people that way. So, you know, we've only printed 3 issues, and we're going to be printing our 4, but there's been over 21 issues of magazines over the years.
That's awesome. That's really great to hear. And also, you know, we understand that a part of the Chico community for many years. Are there any events or activities you regularly participate in?
Yeah, there really hasn't been, because I haven't had time. Of course, I go to the farmer's market. And, you know, there's some different events where I have given things to them, just because I think that they're a worthwhile thing, like the FCCA and, you know, some of you college events. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the names of all, that I thought that were very good. And anyways, but this year I'm going to be doing a little bit more. I'm thinking of being involved with the Frugal House.
Definitely. I agree, too. I've been seeing some commercials about the Frugal House. So I have to check it out myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for sharing with us today about, you know, some of your inspirations and what's coming up for Eco Community Seeds Magazine. I'm really excited for the fall edition. I know some of our listeners are excited too and have been asking all about it. And so, yeah, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, like I said before, if you're interested in some of, you know, amazing ideas of how to live an eco-friendly lifestyle, you know, make sure you check us out at communityseeds.org or, you know, even Chico Connections. There's great, you know, community events where you can go that are eco-friendly, you know, how to live a healthier lifestyle. And, yeah, we look forward to hear from some of our listeners, you know, in our social medias. You can check us out on Facebook or like us on Instagram and just follow us where you can. All right. Well, hopefully everyone's having a great day. Thank you for listening. Bye.